Thank you for coming on WMNF. Tell our
Yeah.
listeners when and where President Trump will be in town and what your group's response is.
President Trump will be here on July 31st at the Florida Fairgrounds. Our response is that he's not welcome here. He's created a lot of division. He's created a feeling of anger and a feeling of hurt in our communities. He has used his power to divide us. He has used his power to disrespect us and try to take away our right, our First Amendment right to assemble. If we look at what happened in D.C. when they were protesting up there, he brought out the tear gas and everything to walk across to get to a church. He's blatantly disrespecting and using every power he has to try to silence us.
And your organization for this event, at least, is called Wall of Moms. What does Wall of Moms mean and where does that come from?
So Wall of Moms, it originated in Portland. And what it is, it's moms, we're using our bodies to protect protesters. So with the Wall of Moms, if you go read about the website, one of the first things, their goal, it's to use their bodies and not their voices. Me as a mother, I'm just going to speak as a mother. So as a mother, we have this primal need to protect. When you become a mother, the first thing that, it's like the mama bear concept, right? You want to protect your child at all costs. So we want to extend that to the protesters, specifically Black and Brown protesters that are using their First Amendment right and using their voice to fight against injustice.
In Portland, though, some of the moms got tear gassed and some got beaten and arrested. Are you concerned that something like that might happen in Tampa?
Yes. I mean, it's always a possibility, but we're prepared for that. What we're trying to do is to protect as many Black and Brown bodies as we can. From being organized with Black Lives Matter, whenever we've done marches or organized anything, we're a peaceful movement. We go forward peacefully. But even here in Tampa, we've seen that the police department have used excessive force, unneeded. Tear gas, rubber bullets, so it's always a possibility.
If people want to find out more, where can they go? Is there someplace online that they can find out more information?
Yes, for Wall of Moms, there's a website and there's also a Twitter page. You can search Wall of Moms Tampa. There was also a creative, an article that was written.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I just, as a mom, I think what Wall of Moms has done is very important. I think it's shown that, you know, as moms, we wear our motherhood like a headpiece, right? When you talk to a mom and you say, oh, so tell me about being a mom, it could be hours, right, of like, just talking about their children, talking about how it's changed them. And me personally as a mom, I know that's how I am. But also what comes with motherhood is like a fierceness and a boldness that it's like a strength. And the fact that while a mom's been able to use that as a superpower and using that primal need to protect people of color, specifically Black and Brown bodies, it was necessary. Just in my circle of friends of mine that are mothers, there were times I was concerned because I myself am I'm a mother of, my son is Black and Latino. And that is one of my driving reasons that I organize and I fight. So I found the two reasons is for him to make sure and to do whatever I can to make sure that this world is better for him someday. You know, that's one of my reasons. And now another reason I've realized in organizing is that I now fight along mothers who have lost their children due to state sanctioned violence. And it's deepened my connection to this, to fight alongside them and to be there and to cry with them and to hear them. I now fight for their child as well, for the justice for their child. We're one with us. So having something like Wall of Moms and having mothers come out and boldly say, we're going to stand and we're going to use our superpowers as mothers to protect is very empowering. And if I can say one more thing, as a Latina, as an Afro-Latina, being able to see an organization that was created by white ally mothers and how open they are to center or them understanding that they to center Black and brown women is so important. Just having worked with Black Lives Matter, just having seen like past feminist movements, it's something that I haven't seen before. Most of the time it's performative, but with the Wall of Mothers, I've seen that it's a genuine thing. When the first thing you see is that they want to use one of the things on the website is if they want to use their white body, not their white voices. And that's hard to find because a lot of times there's organizations who say that, but they're not necessarily ready to put a person of color, a Black or a Latin or Indigenous woman in the middle, in the center. So that's something that's refreshing and it's wonderful to be a part of.
Well, Lilia, thank you so much for coming on my show today. Thank you so much for joining WMNF.
Thank you.